Bank of Cardiff. This is Olivia.
Hey, Olivia. This is Sam with Essentials Boutique. I'm giving you a call back. Got your voicemail.
Hi, Sam. Can you give me 1 second while I pull up your file?
Yeah, take your time. I'm driving, so I have all the time in the world.
Okay. Okay, Essentials Boutique is your address. 117 Battery Place?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
No. Nope.
Looks like I have the wrong file. Can you confirm your address for me?
Yeah, we're at 2857 Northeast 26th Street.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Hey, what can I do for you today?
Well, yeah, I got your voicemail. You had mentioned that we were approved for, I guess, some financing, and we're actually kind of looking for something right now, so I figured I'd give you a call.
Perfect.
What kind of rates do you guys have over there?
So let me just ask you a few qualifying questions, and we can kind of go from there. What are you looking to do? It really kind of depends. Do you want looking for cash or equipment? We have different programs.
We're looking for cash.
For cash. Okay, so we have working capital programs, and basically what it is we take loans out about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And so it's a really simple approval. How much are you looking for?
I'm trying to do a couple things. So I think something around maybe 80,000 would be what we were looking at.
Around 80,000? Okay, perfect. And I know you said you guys are Essentials Boutique. What is it that you guys do exactly over there?
We're a retail shop. We're a licensed Pandora dealer, so we deal like, you know, Pandora jewelry, bracelets, that sort of thing. And then that's half the store. The other half is clothing sales.
Okay, perfect. And so what would you be using the funds for?
Well, our business, we do most of our business around the holidays. So we're coming up. We want to get inventory in place for December. And I have one of those daily loans that, you know, we took out a couple months ago that I'd like to just pay off.
Okay. Who did you take that out with?
I'm not sure. They had... The loan is actually a different name than the people that we were dealing with, so I can't even remember what it is.
Okay. Do you remember who you were dealing with, though?
Yeah, it was called Mint Financial.
Okay, Mint Financial. And do you remember what the amount of the loan was for?
We did about $40,000 with them, but it turned out they actually weren't even the lender. They were actually a broker, and they kind of just shopped our information out. And we didn't really like that. So we're not going to go back to them.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had a lot of my customers go through the same thing. And I can definitely see why you'd be concerned because it dings your credit every time.
Yeah, absolutely. We had about 6 or 7, credit
inquiries.
Pulls. Yeah, inquiries. And, you know, we didn't know why it was happening that way. But apparently they just shopped us all over. So we're not going to go back to them. Now, are you an actual bank? I mean, I guess I just...
we're a private business bank. We've been in the business for over 13 years. And if you check out our Google Plus page, we have a ton of reviews, and we actually have an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, yeah. I'll probably have to look into some of that.
Yeah, I can definitely send you some of that information. What would be a good email for you?
You can send it to sam@essentialsboutique.com.
Perfect. And so I know you said the loan was for $40,000. Do you remember what the total payback was?
No, I don't. It's a lot less than that now. But I'd like to just be done with it and move on. Like I said,
do you know what your remaining balance might be?
I think it's somewhere around maybe about $25,000.
Okay. Okay. And so what were your gross annual sales looking like last year?
Let me see. I have it right in front of me. We did just under $500,000.
Okay. Just under $500,000. Perfect. So based on that, we can get you, about 10 to 15%. And so anywhere from 50 to 75,000. So we would be able to help you pay off that loan if there's only a $25,000 balance left.
Okay. All right.
What are you guys on pace for this year?
Well, if December, we do 20% of our revenue in the month of December alone. So mm-hmm. it's all going to depend on that, really.
Okay.
But we have a really large purchase order from Pandora that, you know, we're estimating we're going to do at least $55,000 on just our Pandora sales in December alone.
Okay. And so the $80,000 will be used for that retail, and then the return on investment, what do you think that would be?
Oh, well, I mean, at least on the Pandora side, we usually see at least a 40% margin.
Mm-hmm. And what about on the clothing side?
The clothing side, it's a little less. But really, the Pandora's, it makes up the bulk of what we're doing, especially in December.
Okay, great. And so it would be the $80,000 we would take, subtract the loan amount. So basically, you'd be spending like $55,000 on the inventory?
Yeah, well, I mean, let me take a look at my numbers. I have an order from Pandora for about $36,000 right now, and then we mm-hmm. still have Brighton, who does our clothing line. I still have another $12,000 that I'm going to be getting from them. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, some cash on hand, but obviously not enough, and we need to make sure that we have the inventory for the season.
Mm-hmm. And then do you need any additional inventory to hire seasonal workers, anything like that?
There might be a small amount that goes toward that. We usually will hire on maybe one or two extra people.
Okay, one or two extra people. And so do you need additional capital for that as well?
Well, if we can get somewhere between, I guess you said 50 to 75,000. If we can mm-hmm. get 75,000, that'll be enough for it.
Okay, perfect. So we'll definitely try and qualify you. Well, we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then we'll kind of go from there and see what you need.
Okay.
How soon do you need the funds by?
Well, I already have the purchase order in place, so I guess I could use them pretty immediately. Now, is it like the credit card loans?
Merchant cash advance?
Yeah, I think it's where they take, you know, a percentage of your sales on your credit cards.
Yeah, we have a lot of different programs. We can do merchant cash advances, but we mainly like to do our working capital, which is similar but different. Instead of a daily percentage of your sales, it's a fixed daily amount. But it can be weekly or monthly, depending on the program. Is there something specific you're looking for?
Okay, well, I guess, you know, I just really don't like the daily payment that we have mm-hmm. on the loan that we already have. I mean, it's something like $314 out of the account every day. And, you know, like I said, we do most of our business in December. So through our slower months, that's a mm-hmm. pretty big strain.
Pretty impactful.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, okay. Well, I can definitely submit you to some of our programs. We do have weekly and monthly options, so we can kind of see, you know, what you'd qualify for there.
Okay. All right. Now, how long does the whole process take?
It's a really simple process. Our application, so we just have a one-page application. We would need 6 months' bank statements. Your most recent business tax return, do you have 2015s?
I do.
Perfect. And then 4 months of your merchant processing statements. And then from there, we can approve you basically in 24 hours and get you funded in 48. So if you're looking to pull the trigger pretty quickly and pay off the purchase order, we can help you out there.
Okay. Now, what sort of, I guess, interest rate would we be looking at for something like that if we did $75,000?
You know, it really just depends. How would you rate your credit?
My credit is probably average.
Okay. The national average is about 680. You think it's somewhere around there?
Yeah, it's probably maybe around like 650, somewhere between there.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been in business?
Well, the shop has been there since 2003. I actually purchased it in 2013.
Okay. Did you change the name?
No, we have the same name, Essentials Boutique.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall health of your business?
Well, hoping to be a little better. We're coming off those really slow months, so this is always a tough time for us. We have a long period of, you know, a decline in sales, where leads us up to the time right before the holidays, where we mm-hmm. really have to stock up on inventory, but we're depleted on cash. So that's really the situation that we're in. You know, we know that we're going to have a return on it. We just need to have the actual inventory so we can sell it.
Mhm. So how long have you been considering the loan?
Oh, well, we knew it was going to happen all year long.
Okay. Okay, and have you gone to your bank yet?
We have, yes. Yes, we have a line of credit through them. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to use all of that for this, though.
Okay. No, that's smart. How big is your line?
It's 40,000.
$40,000. How much of it have you used?
I could get the purchase order using that with, you know, coupled with the cash that I have. Mm-hmm. But I have pretty much all of it available to me. But yeah. I'm realistic, and I know that because this is going to be a large purchase, I don't want to max out the credit for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it can definitely raise some flags with your bank if you max out your credit line, and they can turn it off and turn it into a payoff loan at any time. So
yeah, we try to
smart
keep
thing.
That.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't inquire about getting a loan with them?
No, it just takes way too long.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Yeah, and that's originally how we got into this loan that we have with the daily payments was we were in the process of getting, trying to go through the process of getting a loan from our bank, but it was just taking too long. So we went the easier route, and turns out we just didn't really like the people that we did it with, so we're looking probably for somebody else.
Okay. And so what would happen if you didn't get financing?
Well, we'd be looking at that situation of maxing out the credit, and you know, I have to bring the inventory on no matter what.
Mhm. Okay. So really that's the main goal, is to make sure you have the capital for that inventory and do whatever it takes at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, good to know. I mean, and so I definitely see what you're going through. We can definitely help you out with that. Like I said, we have a really simple application process, and it's a SamAtEssentialsBoutique.com.
Yes.
Correct. when do you think you could get that all in for me?
So you're going to send me a list of what we just said, and I can probably get all that back to you by the end of the day today. Like
okay,
I said, we'd like to move forward, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And once you get everything ready, you can either email it to me or fax it over, whichever is the best for you.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, send it over to me. I'll take a look at everything and get it back to you.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Sam.
All right, thanks a lot, Olivia.